help us to understand, help us to understand your word so we can practice the word of God, not just only in the pages, but become a living word, Father. I thank you, Lord. As it is written, entrance your word, give light, give understanding to the simple. We need your understanding, Father. Thank you for the grace of sharing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk about practicing our right or authority. And oftentimes, especially to myself, I talk, sometimes we tend to talk to our problem more than we talk to our problem. Let me see. I don't know why I'm seeing this thing. Hang on. Okay, now so oftentimes I talk a lot, you know, we tend to talk about our problem, but we don't talk to our problem. And they will love that when we do that. So we basically get trapped by him when we do so. But we want to reverse, we want to practice as a child of God. And I want to bring up 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. First Timothy 4, verse 8. Okay, 4, verse 8. Scriptures. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. And one of the things that God created us, he gave us mouth so we can speak the word of God. And we look through our scriptures. Scripture is supposed to be reading aloud, I would say. Because if we don't exercise our right, the devil is going to rule and reign over us. And he used tactic to attack us. Could be people, could be his people, could be any situation. But when we start to use the word of God, even Psalm 91 talk, we have to say the Lord's our refuge. So basically, voice activated. And I love Psalm 103, verse, I believe verse 20. David was praising God. He was talking to himself. So this, these days, if we talk, if people close to me, they would say I'm weird. I talk to myself sometimes. And I learned from David, he was praising God. But he's talking to his soul. He said, oh, my soul, bless the Lord. And then he comes to the point that, praise the Lord, you angel who excel in strength, who do his word or his commandment and hearken the voice of the word of God. So the angel of the Lord ready to execute the word of God. But if we don't release the word of God, how they're gonna hear? And Daniel chapter 10, you don't have to go there from verse 10 and with verse 12. He was praying 21 days and he was fasting prayer 21 days. A lot of people fast 21 days, they call Daniel fast. Okay, Daniel fasted 21 days. But when the Gabriel delivered the message to Daniel, he said, when the first day, when you set your heart to understand, to understand, to humble yourself before God, your words are heard. Your words are heard. The first day. When Daniel, so people thought that 21 days, you have to fast 21 days to hear God. No, unbelief. But when you read in Daniel chapter 10, clearly the Gabriel declared it because the principality in Persia withheld him. So he was fighting and then he has to call Michael to help him so he can bring the message to the Daniel. And then he returned after he brought the message to Daniel, he went back. So the Lord working, when we look in, he used a lot of his angel in the rack with human. I believe that that's how the way he worked with us the same way. And Psalm 103, David knew. He was worshiping God. He was inviting angel worship with him. Praise the Lord, you angel who excels strength. And we all, our battle is not flesh and blood. We know 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, talking about our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through pulling down stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing. So basically, our battle is not physical, it's spiritual. So in order for us to understand, to recognize, I'm sure you guys do, we all do, but my sharing is we need to practice more, because the powerful God has given us to use our word to elevate, to use our word to advance the thing that God has given us. Even like Psalm 91, we have to say of the Lord, he's our refuge. We have to say the Lord, our fortress, our God, in him we trust. Surely then he delivers from snare of fowl, from noisome pestilence, he covers us. So we have to say it in order for angel to activate or the thing of God. And we do it violently. So we are in battles. Sometimes we don't see ourselves, but devil 24/7, they don't sleep. So he used every tactic, every thing that can trap us. I give example. When I just opened my business, the guy called me and sent me, oh, he said, I'm a processing credit company. So third party, so we can charge, you know, credit machine that when we charge our card, so we tap or whatever we do to charge that. So they said, we give you the best rate and no contract, nothing. And I didn't read it. I just trust, because most Vietnamese people, he's Vietnamese guy. And boy, after he said, you got to sign this in order for us to, you know, let the bank do the work. Guess what? I was signing a contract without knowing. That's my fault. I didn't read it thoroughly. Well, I go home and I pray about it. And I said, this is a prayer. Open with me. this is the kind of prayer I pray. Psalm 35. So God is not okay with, yes, I know I make mistake. I repented before God, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop right there. No, I can't get myself, I can get into trouble, like miserable. But people take advantage of us. The devil using them. They're trying to trap me 2 years contract. So Psalm 35, this is great, great passage in the Bible. There are Isaiah 41 the same way. And I'm going to read from King James Version. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. This is a strong word right here. Okay. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, saying to me, hey, saying to my soul, I am your salvation. Verse 4, I love it. Let them be confounded, or let them be confused, to put to a shame that seek after my soul. Let them turn back and brought to confusion who devise my hurt. This is a strong word right here. God is not going to let. We got to fight when someone. I tell you, when I say it, I said, you trap me. You watch and see. I'm the child of God. You don't know who you touch. You watch and see. And I was praying. I said, those who war against me, ask me as nothing. That's Isaiah 41. And verse 5, let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Hallelujah. Right there, it's strong. We saw that when children of Israel come out of Egypt, and the Lord said that the Lord permit the people do the children of Israel no harm, no wrong. And that's, I believe, in Psalm 105, verse 14, 16. Do not touch my anointed one. Do my prophet no harm. Let their way be darkened and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Time for us to get violent sometime. We are Christian too nice. And the children of darkness, the children of this world, despise us, because where is your God? I tell you what, and I was praying. I said, you watch and see. My God going to speak to you, even in dream, in a vision, and God going to, the angel of the Lord going to come to your house, going to terror of you, and you're going to see and you watch. Guess what? A week, 2 weeks later, he sent me a letter, released my contract. Our God is consuming fire. We need to use our word to attack the enemy, even though I was wrong, but he trapped in me. He trapped me. I released the terror of God, the fear of God upon him. Guess what? He just released. I know that God is doing something for him. It's not easy for somebody to release contract 2 years. You are, I already signed. but without knowing. You know, so that's how the devil uses his people, trying to, that's one of the ways. There are many ways. Could be our finance. He can withhold our finance. He can withhold something else from us, use his people against us. Could be your neighbor sometime. It could be somebody, stranger. They do something against, like I have business. There the Lord showed me the thing that the devil used to people come against my business. I said, in the name of Jesus, no weapon that form against me will prosper. We got to be strong. We stand on the promise God gave us. We have to use authority. If we don't use, guess what? They're going to take advantage of it. Because they say, oh, they hit you this cheek. They did. Yes, when I come to gospel, yes. When I come to gospel, when I share gospel, people spit on my face. People say all kind of evil against me. I'm backing off because I'm not defending for the gospel. When I share the gospel, I get persecuted. But it will come to me. Let's say you have $20. People want to come after you. You get stained for $20, $100, whatever. So that's what I'm sharing with here. The Lord showed me to love God, to hate evil. We need to stand. Something people manipulate us. Some people that try to harm us a way that we are unaware. We got to use our authority. We got to use the God's given us. God is protecting us. He said, vengeance is mine, say the Lord, I will repay. But if we don't do anything, God cannot act on. The angel of the Lord with us. He's for us. David knows this. I love it. Let open with me in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Yeah, this I know this thing kind of strange, but the Lord been put in my heart in the last verse, chapter 14. This is talking about angel. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heir of salvation? Clear. How clear we can get? The angel of ministering spirit sent forth to minister to those who will receive the heir or who inherit the heir of salvation. We are the heir of salvation. We're protected by God. I believe God, every time like we call Jesus, Jesus had come down. I don't think the king will come down on the throne. He delegated his authority. Okay, angel ABC, come. Take care of that business. Go here, go there. The same thing with Gabriel. Gabriel come to Daniel. When the Daniel come and the king of Persia, I believe the principality of Persia was fighting with him. Just like movie, I would say, just like movie, lightning. But he has to call Michael, the archangel. Michael, your prince fight for you. That's when Gabriel released a message to Daniel to concern the vision that God has given Daniel. The first day when you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, to understand, to humble yourself before God, your words are heard. The first day. Sometimes we doubt God when we pray. So we need to do exercise all right. Like me, when I sow, I bless my seed. You see? Because we have the right to bless a seed. I do it naturally, supernaturally. I remember one time when I went to Vietnam, I was sowing crop. That was 2013. I went to field and saw the crop. I was blessed in the seed. I was strong. That year, my family told me that they had never seen that harvest like that. The crop, like the corn, like three, four of them, two, three, or just one, or just, you know, one tree, two, three. They said, we never seen it before. I said, because I bless it. So we have the right to bless. We have the right to curse. We can come against our enemy with our word. I'm not going to fight with you in flesh and blood. I have people do me wrong. I said, watch out. Because guess what? God going to defend. But we have to say something. I said, Lord, let them know that I'm your child. That's it. That's all we need to say. Do not touch my anointed one to do my prophet no harm. We are the children of God. Whoever will touch us. But if we don't exercise all right, I think enemy is just so happy. Let my case, if I don't say anything, if I don't do anything, 2 years contract, I have to pay a lot of money. And read the most recently, I've been praying. The Lord showed, give me in my spirit, there's something that I feel is not right. Some people come to my shop, advertise. Guess what? They just signed up for me without my consent. They said they're going to send people install. They just left the equipment. They just left. I take them, nobody respond, nobody turn to get the item. Just left there, some kind of modem. So I saw where I pray, and the Lord showed me in a vision, in a dream, as I was praying. I said, this is not right. And I was praying. Guess what? I took back to the shop, and I took to the shop, and they look at you. You already have an account. What's your password? I said, I don't know. Somebody just signed up for me. They advertised in my shop, and they just signed up for me. Oh, boy. They said, this is weird. So I called. Because you kept the call customer service. Thank God I did. And then I canceled the service. God showed me somebody trying to take my money from my wallet. They couldn't take it. I said, devil, you take off your hand and leave my money. That's when I know that how to act. I pray about it. Something is not right in my spirit, not settled. Somebody just left my shop about a month. If I wait 2 days, they're going to bill me. So when we pray in spirit, we pray, and then God showed me, I'm acting on the word of God. I said, those who war against me ask me nothing. Let them be ashamed, brought to confusion. Let the angel of the Lord chase after them. Let the way be darkened and slippery be darkened. Let them like be a chaff before the wind. We got to get angry with the devil. Otherwise, he's not going to leave us alone. I learned this thing. And then when I go there and they say, okay, oh, sorry, sorry. They keep saying sorry, the customers, people from online. I said, what, how can I get it? Oh, so we're going to send you a label. You're going to return it for free. I said, thank you. So the next day they release it and put that, I send back. Thank God. I said, thank God for saving me. They buy me a contract. On 1 or 2 days, I would be bound by the contract. I did not know. Imagine I have to hire lawyers, all kinds of stuff to get our contract, cost me a portion. But God, when we pray in spirit, when we act it, when we speak, when you feel you don't feel right in your spirit, you just proclaim it. Just speak it. Let those who war against me ask me nothing. Let's go to Isaiah 41. We need to exercise our right, brother and sister, because they don't want us to do this. I'm sure you see like some people like, oh, this strength. I don't know this. This is in the word of God. Isaiah 41, starting verse 10. We love verse 10, but go deeper than verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Okay? Yeah, I will help you. How he help us? Just by himself, help us? No, God will not have the need. He helped people have faith in him. If God would help the need, we have no need. God respond to your faith. Respond what you're doing with the word of God, what you act on the word of God. I will help you. Yeah, if God would help me, I don't need to do anything. No, that's not the way. Okay? Yeah, I will uphold you, my righteous. Now, go down. Behold, all they will war incense against you, I shall be ashamed. I'm reading King James Version, and confounded, the same thing similar to Psalm 35. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with you shall perish. You see that? Lord, you said those who strive with me, those who angry at me, we do them wrong. There's people, sometimes just, you do nothing wrong to them. They just hate you with no reason. This is what I'm pronouncing on them. Lord, because God said, we curse. We bless those who bless us, curse those who curse us. This is strong word right here. Behold, those incensed against you shall be ashamed. Let them be ashamed because they hated me with no cause. Keep reading verse 12. You shall seek them and find them not, even they who contend with thee. They who war against thee shall be as nothing, as non-existent thing. Hallelujah. But we have to say it in order, angel of the Lord. Because angel of the Lord, remember Psalm 103, verse 1, hearken the voice of the word of God. It's not hearken the voice of God. Notice, hearken or listening or hearing the voice of God. New King James said, hearing the voice of God. Let me go there, read it. Man, to love the Lord is to hate evil. Psalm 97, verse 10. Let me go 103, Psalm 103. This is all right. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to exercise our right to give the enemy the face he deserves. It. 103 verse 7. If we don't say the word of God, we can read it. The Lord spoke to me one time. He said, if you read it, if you meditate, it's good, but do you know good? The word will not produce it you. I remember 2020 when we got COVID hit, he told me, he said, son, I want you to leave as your mortgage already being paid off. I said, what do you mean being paid off? I still have mortgage. He said, no, I want you to. And I said, okay, I can do that. This is how you do it. He showed me how to do it. You just say it, thank God, every morning, every day, whenever you have, you remember, my mortgage is being paid off. My mortgage paid off. Thank you, Father. That's how we exercise our right. That's concerning my mortgage. Guess what? He asked me to leave as already paid off. And I had to speak it. He told me to speak. If you don't speak, we will not take, get it done. Okay. Psalm 103 was 20. Okay. This is the word of God telling us. This is amazing. This is how David, bless the Lord or praise the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word. Okay. Who do his word? Listen the next word, heeding the voice of the word of God, his word. The word of God, if we don't speak it, if we don't preach the gospel, how come people are going to believe? We got to speak it, the word of God. So angel of the Lord, their job to activate, their job to hearken. When Daniel set his heart before the Lord to understand him, and he said, through your words are heard, I am come because of your word. Okay? He didn't say, because I'm come because you fasted. Okay? I'm come because your word. Imagine if Daniel just fasted. Oh, I'm fasting. Okay, 10. Okay, 1 week. No, nothing. 2 weeks, nothing. 15 days, nothing. 21 days, boom, come. And the Lord, the Gabriel told him, your words, I come because of your word. If we don't speak the word, who's going to come? Devil going to come, right? We're going to complain. Oh, my goodness. How condemn myself. I could be condemned myself when I did wrong. Even like people advertise me, I could be frustrated myself. I said, how are these people so evil? I said, no, I go a different route. I said, in the name of Jesus, those who war against me, those trying to trap me, let them be like chaff before the wind. Let the way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let them know that I'm the child of God. Let the terror of God fall upon them. That's what I do. We have to do so. Because this devil, he's used his people, can be concerned your finance. When you give, you don't receive it. In the name of Jesus, I call for the harvest that I've been sowing. Because seed time and harvest, when we sow, we're supposed to receive the harvest. I'm a farmer. When I sow the seed, I expect my seed at least produce some fruit. Not 60, at least 30-fold. That's the purpose of the seed. It's nothing returned. In the name of Jesus, devil, take up your hand and leave my seed. Because somebody may be praying against your seed. Who knows? There are bad people out there. There are demonic forces. There are witchcraft out there doing the thing that against us without us knowing. Because if we are not spiritual enough, we don't have eye to see spiritually, ear to hear, we may not see it. We may not understand it. That's why most of the time God speaks to me in dream, because in vision, because I'm so dull of hearing. Because first he speaks to Job chapter 33, said first God speak one. Yeah, God speak twice. No man perceive it. And then when man falls deep sleep, God seal the instruction, give us instruction when we sleep. Because everything shut up by now. Our soul is resting. So what I'm sharing tonight, we need to exercise. We need to speak the word of God. The word of God, we can read, we can meditate all day. We can read from page to page. If we don't proclaim, we don't declare, we don't say it, it will not benefit us. Because angel of the Lord, ready to act on the word of God, ready to act. If we don't say it, and I remember when the Lord told me, you study good, you meditate good, but if you don't speak it, my word will do you no good. My word cannot produce fruit. The word of God need to be spoken, need to speak. We need to speak the word of God daily basis, not only once a while. We need to speak to our body. We need to speak to our situation because God is heaven is back us up. We are the child of God. It's his obligation to take care of us. But if we don't act in boldness, we act like, oh, Lord, it's good. Your answer is not good. No, this is not good. The young boy, two sons, the prodigal son, the younger one said to his father, Father, he didn't say, oh, Father, please give me a portion that belongs to me. He said, Father, give me the portion that belongs to me. His father can't say no. He says, he's rightfully. But the elder one has said, servant, oh, Father, I don't want to go inside. You can have music. This boy is spending all your good. Now he's come home and he lived his life with all kind of craziness. Now he's come home. I don't want to get in, Daddy. Oh, that his dad responded, oh, son, he's rightful. He's lost now, found. He's dead now, so alive. We should be married. I served you all this year. I never have a God to have celebrated, my friend. All I have is yours. Because he does not understand. We can be anointed. We can be knowing the children of God. We still live in hunger. We don't understand who we are in the kingdom of God. The Lord wants us to possess, to take what belongs to us. One of the ways to take back what the devil steals from us is our word. Our word is the best weapon that we can use. When we look at Ephesians chapter 10, chapter 6 from verse 10, everything else defends. Only the word of God, the sword of spirit, is our offense. I play soccer a lot. The best offense, the best defense is offense. The best defense is often. We have to attack. Otherwise, our team will lose if we play sport, like soccer. I don't know other sport. Most like soccer, you have to attack. You can't just protect your goal. Somebody's going to shoot at your goal. Somehow they're going to get scored. But if we keep attacking the other team, they have no opportunity. They have no chance to score. Because from distance, you cannot score from distance. So the same thing with the kingdom of God. We need to practice, use our right, take authority with boldness. We learn to speak. This thing takes practice daily. I'm getting better and better now. I'll tell you. Some people that God asked me to bless them, they have given God no glory. They just use money for their pleasure. I said, Lord, take back the blessing. God, take it back. I'm serious. Because they don't give God the glory. Because God bless them, order for them to be a blessing for the kingdom of God. I told the person, I said, I will pray for you, but if you don't do the thing, the kingdom of God, God will take it back. I know the gift and calling of God without repent, but the blessing, when we release, we can take it back. I did that. One guy, I helped him. He's poor. I mean, he did everything, fellow. I when I saw him, he just got divorced and his ex after him, I'm like crazy, too much. I have compassion on him. I said, okay, brother, I'm going to help you. I will pray for you. God will bless you. Guess what? Exactly. God bless him too sharp. He make a lot of money. Never say thank you to God. Never. I don't want like expecting to say thank you to me because, you know, I want to bless him. I want God to bless him. God bless him. But he's just going the way of the world. Never go to, you know, do something for the church. And one day he borrowed my money, almost didn't bring back. I have to use my authority. I said, the Lord speak to him, let him bring back my money. And after that, a few months later, he bring back my money, he gave back my money. And as I talked to the Lord, I said, concerning this guy, the Lord showed me, he said, withdraw your blessing. Is you blessing him? I withdraw. Now he got nothing. Two shop, one shop got shot. People got fighting and shooting in his shop. The other one, I don't know what the other one, that one is shut down. Now he worked for somebody else, no more making a lot of money. We have to use authority. Because God wants to show himself strong through us. If we don't stand for the kingdom of God, we don't show the world, no. The children of Israel, where would they go? The fear of them, the terror of them fall upon the nation. Even in Canaan. When the spy comes to Canaan, they said, everything left us. Our heart melts. Everything left us. We need to let the fear of God, because in order for us to witness to people, let the fear of God, the blessing of God, they see it. They cannot deny it. I have one lady recently run to me. I was working. He said, Jet, I need your prayer. She's lawyer. I need your prayer. I said, okay. When I go to the room, I said, I can pray for you, but if you can have Jesus with you 24/7, is that would be a good idea? She said, oh, I want that. Then that's it. I led her to the Lord Jesus. She was in so much peace and so on and so forth. So they saw, she said, I saw the angel of the Lord in you. My parent, my family introduced to me religion, but I saw Jesus. I saw a relationship with you. I saw you look like angel to me. I want what you have. I said, okay, I can share it. So we need to, God wants us to have the evidence of God in our life. Regardless of whatever, maybe the power of God, the grace of God, the truth of God, the blessing, the goodness of God, we want to represent the kingdom of God. That's the whole purpose of God wants us. But we have to practice our right, our duty daily in order for us to continue to experience. I want to continue to experience the glory, the goodness, the power of God, because the power of God can change people's life forever. Now, concerning blessing, you can bless people. Next time they forget it. But the power of God, when the power of God hit them, most likely they stay. Most likely. Some people still run away. Even though they experience God, they experience heaven. I've seen that. So God wants us to use what God has given us. I believe tonight, God wants us to continue to practice our right in order for us to live, to show the world, to show people around us, our God is real. Our God, do not play with me. Our God is real. Our God is strong. Our God is mighty. And when they see that, they don't want to mess with us again. I know some people, they don't want to mess with me. Some people, they already knew they don't want to mess with us because they know that when they mess with us, the Lord will defend for us. The Lord defend for us. Because the Bible said that vengeance is mine. I will pay, said the Lord, who has mercy on you. And the Lord wants us to walk as a child of God without shame, without fear, without compromising the thing of this world, but with boldness, with the grace of God, with the power of God, and with his word. Of course, we need to have the word of God. If we don't have the word of God, we have no foundation. Because when we believe the word of God, we will be established. But when we believe the prophet of God, we will prosper. I just want, so I'll summarize this. We need to use our word to our problem, not talk about problem. We need to practice. I'm talking about myself. The reason I use we, I need to do it. Sometimes I forget it. I see the more I practice, the more I get the result. Because the word of God cannot return the boss. It accomplishes the thing that God desired, the thing that God sent. That's the purpose of the word of God. If we don't use it as it is the word of God, we just store it in our heart, we don't speak it, it's still there. 1,000 years later, it's still there. We will not produce fruit, we will not produce the harvest that God desired for us. Amen. I'm through.
Amen, Jet. Jet, will you go ahead and pray for and bless all of us that's on tonight and stay on because somebody wants you to minister to them. But go ahead and pray a blessing over everyone that heard us that we might take the word of God in and be more bolder and speaking it forth and do that for us. Thank you.
Father, we thank you, Lord. You've given us your word. You've given us the right to become your child, become your children. And we appreciate that title. We appreciate all that you've done for us. Lord, help us with your Holy Spirit, encouraging us with boldness. Speak your word without fear. Talk to ourselves like David talked to himself. Talk to our soul, Lord God. Sometimes we're discouraged. Like David said, why, my soul, you discouraged? Why you worry? Why you sorrow? So we need to talk to ourselves sometimes concerning who we are in you, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. So we continue to practice our right, continue to utilize what you have given us. We have power of God. The one in us is greater than any forces out there. Sometimes we fear when we don't have anything to eat or whatever the need may be. We fear, we worry. Lord, you said, do not worry. Come to you, come to me, all you have related. I will give you rest. Trust me, you ask, continue constant to trust You want us to trust you with all our heart, to not lean on our own understanding. Because the moment we lean on our understanding, the devil come, steal our joy, steal our peace, cause us to worry. And we're trapped in his tactic. Right now, Father, help us to see ourselves the way you see us, to see ourselves the way that you created us, that you have gifted us, you have equipped us with your Holy Spirit, with your DNA, with your power in us, Father, because the one in us is greater than any forces. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.